Good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're great because we got some questions for you.
Oh, I'm sure Amanda's thrilled. Like, she hasn't been answering enough questions, I'm sure.
Have you been getting a lot of calls and questions because they know that you are the contact for the Stotts Farm, where the Luke Bryan Farm Tour is coming in Marshall, Wisconsin?
Yes. We have gotten a lot of social media questions, a lot of phone calls.
I will say this, at least for you, at least you have the answers, because we get to go,
I don't know.
So that's what I've been doing. Don't ask me. I'm very clear. I don't know nothing.
And Amanda, I love that we can at least hear your smile. You're grinning through it. And thank you so much for taking a couple minutes of your very busy schedule to answer. Well, we're going to throw some of these questions at you. And if you can't answer it, we understand.
Okay,
so the first questions that we're getting, how much are tickets? Well, we got that figured out because tickets are on sale now through the pre-sales.
Mm-hmm. What's the capacity? How many folks are you expected to have out there?
20,000 tickets.
That's what
they're expecting.
That was my guess. Now, what is the seating situation going to be like? Are lawn chairs provided, or you got to stand and rock out?
You can bring your own chairs and blankets if you want to. There will be some areas that you can sit down if you want, but otherwise, we're going to be in the middle of a field. You're going to, if you want to get close to the stage, you're probably going to be standing.
BYOC. Right. Okay, bring your own chair.
That was my question, because with 20,000, I'm like, hey, I've been to those concerts where they won't even let chairs or blankets in because there's so many people.
Most festivals in Wisconsin do it that way. They let you bring chairs in.
You can in certain areas.
Yeah.
In certain areas.
Don't bring in a lazy boy. That you're not going to be able to do that. We did get a text in, and I have a feeling I know what the answer is. From 9861, will there be handicap accessibility for wheelchairs?
There will be some accessibility. As long as you have a state permit, you won't have a problem getting in. And then there will be a smaller section of seating for people in wheelchairs, and then I think it's 2 or 3 guests that they can bring with them.
Okay.
As long as they have tickets themselves. But just keep in mind that, we are going to be in the middle of a field. So, getting out to the field in a wheelchair might be a little difficult, but, feel free to come.
Yeah, I think like any festival, people in wheelchairs 100% welcome. But if it's muddy, it's muddy. It's hard for
a bus to
get into the parking lot. It's going to be hard for a wheelchair to roll through. And you guys are doing the absolute best that you can.
Exactly. Yeah.
Amanda, we have to take a quick pause, but hang out because we do have some fun question to ask you, including, can I bring my own porta potty? Just kidding.
We're talking to Amanda from the Stotts Brothers Farm, where the Luke Bryan Farm Tour is making a stop in Marshall. We'll be right back.
Now, Amanda, some fun questions. Okay, so it's party time. How was Stotts Brothers Farm actually picked as the farm? Because we're getting some of our other farm friends asking that, like, how do I get submitted to be the next farm picked next year, hopefully?
Well, so they were looking for a tour to host this on near the Madison area, because they haven't really been to this area, so that's what they were targeting. And we were actually nominated by the Farm Bureau.
Wow.
It was us and a few other farms in the area. And then back in 2017, some managers of the tour had come out and toured all of the farms. And then we found out last November that we were the ones selected.
That's awesome.
So now, what do you guys farm? We were talking about this. Is it a crops, livestock? What are you guys farming over there?
We're a dairy farm, but we also do cropping as well. But most of our crops do go to feed our own cattle.
Okay, so now you got to clear the crops out this year, though, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, so we'll still be harvesting or farming those fields, just making sure that they're harvested in time for people to be coming.
Yeah. Now, what's going to go on with the dairy cows? Are they invited to the show?
They'll get to listen to the free music.
Okay, yeah. Cows love it. That's why we got happy cows in Wisconsin,
The VIP passes. Amanda, were you the one picked from Stotts Brothers Farm to be the kind of liaison to deal with all these questions? Because let me tell you, behind the scenes, Jackson has passed on all the questions to me. He cannot handle them.
Nope.
He's like, I cannot get another email, Steph. You handle it. So how were you the one picked?
I don't know. This is kind of brought on to me, and I have just accepted it.
Oh, you're doing a great job.
This is why I don't have a voicemail on my office phone or on my regular phone, because you have a voicemail, people start expecting things out of you, and then you get jobs like this, which is cool, but then that's a lot of responsibility. And know yourself. I know that I'm not set up for that kind of responsibility, and Amanda, you clearly are.
Well, thank you.
Yes, you're doing a great job. Are there any questions that have come your way that you really want to use our platform right now to just address, like, okay, everybody calm down, this is the answer to this, while we have a minute left with you here?
Well, one of the main questions that we've been getting is, can we get people tickets? And we just have to keep saying no. Go to lukebryan.com/farmtour website, and all your questions can be answered on there, as well as a link to buy tickets. But we at the farm cannot actually sell you the tickets.
There
okay.
we go.
Same way. We here at Q106 are not selling you the tickets.
Exactly.
It's not our show. We're a mouthpiece. That's all it is that we are, a news service provider. We had the pre-sale tickets, but other than that, we have nothing to do with ticketing. We have nothing to do with parking. We just give you the information that we got. Same thing as you, right?
Yeah.
There we go. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Well, Amanda, keep on smiling. What's your favorite thing to drink?
Milk, of course.
Okay.
Yes, that's the right answer. There we go. Sadly, that's all that will be provided. Milk, but they will have different flavors, chocolate milk and maybe even some milkshakes. Maybe milk duds will be available at the snack stand. But other than that, yeah, that's all you're going to get.
And you have to milk the cows yourself to get the milk to drink at the Luke Bryan concert.
Well, it's a working farm,
exactly.
Right? They still gotta make money, you know?
Well, I want to bring you something to thank you for all your hard work and for your smile and for joining our show today. So we'll check in with you as we get closer to September 26th. We can't wait.
What Steph's saying is we're going to continue to bother you.
Or bribe you with your favorite drink.
There we go. She already has it. We can't, like,
that's true.
Selling ice cubes to Eskimos. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks, Amanda.
Yeah, you guys have a good day.
You too. Talk
Bye.
To you soon.
Bye.
Bye.